Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, 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 indeed, BTN News listeners. Ooh, I'm so giddy and happy because it's Friday, yeah. And it's time to get your Friday installment of the BTN News Show started. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It is the 15th of July, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. You might remember a few days ago we were talking about here on the BTN News Show about new colors coming out in the iPhone 7 that is, and one of them that we thought was really, really nice looking was the black version. It was all black, looked nice and sleek, you know. Of course, these were all just kind of concept things, but we thought, you know, that's a good idea. Well, be prepared to be disappointed, because in the last 24 hours, we've had all four colors of the iPhone 7 leak out, and the black version, it's nowhere to be found. And I'll give you one shot at guessing all four of those colors. You ready? Yeah, you're right. Rose gold, gold, champagne gold, whatever the hell you want to call it. The silver, and of course, the other one that basically looks like a darker silver that has a black front, but still basically silver. Yeah, I'm sorry, Space gray. Ooh. Not a single all-black iPhone 7 in sight. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Oh well, I guess that's why they call them rumors, and we should never get our hopes up when we see them. With Apple News and talking about Eddie Q. I don't know, is it just you or me, or does Eddie Q sound more like a professional pool player than an executive at Apple? But anyways, apparently the Hollywood Reporter decided to have an exclusive interview with Eddie Q about Apple TV and its future, particularly with the Hollywood studios. Why? Well, because there's been some tidbits floating around here and there about Apple over the past few years. Might be doing their own content, but Eddie Q saying, yeah, we're not going to go that direction. Quoting, we're not in the business of trying to create TV shows. Though he did say if we see it being complementary to the things we're doing at Apple Music, then maybe we'll give it a shot. By giving them a shot, he means basically help them and guide them and make suggestions, not really make the content. Going on to say, we're not trying to compete with Netflix or compete with Comcast. Eddie Q also went on to disappoint in the interview, saying that Apple's interest in Time Warner purchase? He said Apple's not actively trying to buy any studio right now. So, just like the black iPhone, there's another rumor that went... Going over to the U.S. now for a little speed demon internet news. Yeah, it's because the FCC's voted to try to begin working towards getting everything on 5G. These things actually require a vote. Isn't that just supposed to be the transition of technology called pushing forward? Well, in any case, at least it was a unanimous vote yesterday of the FCC. And by doing so, it'll lead the commission opening up the airways that will allow faster data speeds. And you guessed it, the big players will be there. AT&T, Verizon, a few others. Problem is, though, it's 2016 and the FCC is expecting the 5G spectrum networks to be opened up in about 2020. Now, it has to be said, the speculation of 5G and just how fast it will be has been pretty much up in the air since day one. In fact, in their presentation to get things moving towards 5G, they said that they'll be delivering capabilities of about 10 to 100 times the speed of current wireless networks. Yeah, that's a hell of a gap. By that point, though, the FCC will already be trying to vote on, hey, how's the 6G speed going? And finally, no, it's not going to be Pokemon and finally today, but it is the same company. Yep, talking about Nintendo. But this is actually a release that I really, 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 really want. Finally, they're doing something nostalgic. Yes, the good folks over at Nintendo will be releasing a miniature NES console, yes, like the ones in the 80s, that'll be packed with 30 classic games. Oh boy! We're not going to have to wait long for this either. Starting November 11th this year, yes. And you're not going to have to get a loan to get one either. It's actually going to be $60, which they're calling a mini collector's edition NES, and actually comes with a replica controller to go along with it. Now, of course, if you got friends and gosh knows they're going to be coming over this, you can get another controller for only 10 bucks. Not bad. Now, unfortunately, if you still got some of those old controllers from the 80s laying around, they ain't going to work for this. No. Has an entirely different plug for these new controllers. But enough of this controller talk crap. What games are we getting? Well, we're going to get Balloon Fight. We're going to get Bubble Bobble. Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong Jr. Dr. Mario. Ghost and Goblins. Ice Climber. Mario Brothers. Mega Man 2. Pac-Man. Man's even going to be on there. Super Mario Brothers 1, 2, and 3. Of course, The Legend of Zelda. And even Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, and so many more other titles. Unfortunately, no Duck Hunt. Damn. Guess they're not going to have a replica gun controller for it. I don't care. Sign me up, Nintendo. Take my 60 bucks now. you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The BTN Network, check out our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. All the BTN shows are over there. Also, get subscribed to all the shows there or over at iTunes as well. You can find them all there, too. Follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you hear me talk about it all the time, but really, if you've not joined in our BTN community, what the hell are you waiting for? Get on over to our Slack room right now, BritishTech.slack.com. Get signed up. Get joined in. Gotta warn you, though, once you get joined in our chat room, you won't get anything else done. As for the news show, well, we are cruising into the weekend. You cruise right along with us, would you? We all need 48 hours off, so let's let it begin. Don't worry, though. We'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that's gonna happen over the weekend. But until then, kick the shoes off, throw the socks in the air. It's Friday, baby! And thank you so much for listening.